Broadcasting from the historic 1047 studios nestled in beautiful downtown Valley City, it's the Toast and Jam Podcast. 30 minutes of local sports, trivia, news, and special guests. Hosted by Tim Oast and Paul McDonald. Sit back, relax, and let the fun begin.
Inching our way to October. Combines are rolling. Dust is flying all over the place, even this morning. It feels like summer, but hey, you know what? We move on. Toast and Jam is back for another episode. And again, thank you for listening. I'm Tim Oast, known as Toast. And here's Paul McDonald, who is the one and only Jam.
Jam.
I had some of that the other morning.
Really?
Ooh, yeah, some homemade jam.
Really? Ooh, choke cherry?
It was rhubarb.
Rhubarb jam. Ooh. Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's always good.
Well, you know, a nice little jar would look good right about here.
We were going to do that, weren't
we?
We'll have toast and jam, exactly. Right in the middle of the table for our guests.
We'll have to talk to the folks on campus and say, hey, get us a stack of toast every Tuesday.
We're broadcasting from the Rhodes Science Center on the Valley City State University campus. Thanks to our executive producer, Austin Rogelstad.
Would you say he's executive producer in training, or is he's it?
Assistant.
Assistant, okay.
Is that okay? Austin, yeah. Is that all right?
Yeah, that sounds good.
he's like, I don't want to talk.
You know, his voice sounds similar to Eric.
It does. Yeah. Oh, boy, don't embarrass the kid.
Okay.
All right.
And we have an assistant, too, today. We have an assistant.
We do? Not anymore.
Oh, she's gone.
She had to leave.
Alyssa's gone.
She left because, you know, she knew we were working, so she had to step out for a little
Okay.
bit.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, our guest today is Casey Odegaard, sophomore on the BCSU trap shooting team. We're going to talk to him here in just a little bit. But first, let's get that recap in the world of sports from Paul.
Highliners tennis season wrapped up. They had their play-in on Monday, lost 3-2 to Fargo South. Number two doubles, Kellen and Matthew Holm, they did not play very well. But the winning at number one doubles was Cole Haugen, Connor Liebersbach. Number three singles, Andrew Hoff. This is a seventh grader. He won at number three singles. They were their two wins.
They keep getting younger and younger.
They do. Quint Kruger, he lost. He was at number one singles. He lost to the South number one guy, who was pretty good. And he lost there. Quinn did play him well, lost 2-6, 3-6. And that number two singles, Noah Tulp was actually up 4-1 in the first set, and then it bottomed out and ended up dropping that. So they lost 3-2, and tennis season has wrapped up there. That was a play-in to get into the EDC tournament, so their season is complete. Cross country, they were at that big border battle that was going on up in Grand Forks, over 1,000 runners all combined, and they ran them by grades. They had the sixth graders run, then the seventh graders, eighth graders, and then varsity. And, I mean, a lot of great numbers, some personal bests, like Sully Peterson, seventh grader. He had a PR up there. Also, Emma Trapp is a seventh grader. She was the top runner on varsity, and she's a seventh grader. And she was the top finisher for the girls, and she had a PR up there as well. Jack Sorby finished about 35th overall. But, again, this is all sorts of A, B, C, D, and so as far as classes. So good showing there. Now they are going to be, they continue, they have a couple more meets left to go here, and then they're going to be getting into their state meet comes in end of October is when they'll be at Parkhurst for their next meet in Jamestown. So that's what happened with cross country. Volleyball picked up a couple more wins last week as well. Football.
They're rated too, aren't they?
They are rated number three in the polls. Did get one first place vote, and they are rated number three. And the polls for volleyball in high school comes out every 2 weeks, so it'll be a couple more weeks before they are on. They'll wrap up the first half of the Region 1 season tonight at Lisbon, and then they'll start the second half here next week, home with Kindred, and that'll start the second half of the Region 1. They're 5-0 in Region, 9-1 overall right now for volleyball. Football, they were at Hillsborough Central Valley here on Friday night, lost 28-0 to a very good Burroughs team. And so Coach Smith's team now 2-4 overall, 2-2 in the region, a game out of that playoff spot. Of course, now there's with this classification, there's four regions. The top four teams in each region advance to the 16-team playoff.
So we have a chance here.
We still have a chance. We're in sixth place right now. We're tied with Hillsborough Central Valley, and then a game back Of the next, everybody's 3-1 above us. 1 through 4 is 3-1, and then Lisbon, or then Hillsborough and VC and Valley City are 2-2. Anything can happen. Coming up this Friday, they'll be on the road against number 5, Ellendale Edgley Cullum. They're the ranked 5th in the state.
Tough one.
That'll be a very tough one on the road.
My old fighting Cardinals.
That's right, who now have to be part of the...
And they're not the Cardinals anymore.
The Thunder with football.
Oh, yeah.
And speaking of, last night, JV and Junior High played EEK. The Junior High won both games, the 8th graders and 7th graders. But then the Junior Varsity lost 38-12. They had a couple of dudes, Riggins Sand, quarterbacking for the JV. He had 3 touchdowns and 156 yards just on those 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, that Sand name sounds a little...
familiar?
Yeah, a little familiar. Some tough dudes.
Yeah.
Dad was a tough dude, too.
He was a tough dude as well. And so that's what went on in football. Again, they'll be on the road here this week. Golf season, of course, wrapped up here a week ago. And that gets you caught up with what's going on with the Highlanders. And, of course, last week, homecoming week here at VCSU. What a great week. I'm still recuperating. It was a busy week, fun week. A lot of things went on. Volleyball won both their matches on Thursday and Friday. Football had a 27-21 win on Saturday.
Had to hang on for that one.
They did. They were up 24-0 at one time and ended up winning 27-21 against Simpson. And so they are now 3-1 on the season. This weekend is their first official Frontier Conference game. Rocky Mountain will come to town here, and that will be a noon kickoff at Lockin Stadium. Volleyball, they're going to be on the road, but football will be home here this weekend. Baseball has their first home game tomorrow. Tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, they will host Mayville State. Will be coming to town. Mm-hmm. And that is a legal game. This is not a scrimmage or anything. This is a regular season game, and that'll be 2 o'clock tomorrow at Charlie Brown Memorial. Softball, they'll have scrimmages here coming up, and they actually had an alumni games over the weekend for homecoming, and a lot of former softball players back in town for that. Golf, they are right now in Laurel, Montana for a Frontier
Conference. They got golf out there?
Pardon me?
They got golf out there?
They do.
Oh, okay.
And actually pretty good. Rocky Mountain College out of Billings, they have the top 7 spots right now in the men's draw after the first day where they played 2 rounds. They have the top 7. And Zach St. Alban, he was the top Highland or top Viking. He was next. He was like the next one that wasn't a Montana kid that was leading the way. He carried a 143 in his 2 rounds yesterday, and is the top Viking. Sydney Carlson again having another great tournament. She had had an 83 yesterday to lead the women. She's tied for 7th. Zach was tied for 12th after day 1. They will be teeing off as we speak, 10 o'clock right now. They're teeing off for the final round out in Laurel, Montana. Cross country, they are going to be running, I believe, October 3rd, which is what, Friday? Friday is when cross country will be back in action here for Valley City States. As they've been off for about a couple of weeks, so they'll get back at it here on Friday. And they are in, I want to say they're in Holly as well for a meet is coming up. Holly is golf next week. Mm-hmm. Before we finish, I'll remember where they're at.
Okay.
For cross country. I talked to Laquan on Saturday, and I said, no, are they going to be at the golf course, or do they have someplace else? He said, no, they're going to be at the golf course. So, it's Jamestown. It's a Jimmy Invite.
Okay.
That's where they're at. Parkhurst. They're at the Jimmy Invite on Friday, so they're at Parkhurst. So that's an update on what's going on with the VCSU and Valley City High School
sports.
That's
our Chris Berman version.
Hoofta. Fastest 3 minutes in podcasting.
Yeah, no kidding. Our Minnesota Vikings, the other Vikings, 2-2 on the season.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It took them a while to get going, but it was too late by the time they did.
Yeah, and 2 weeks in Europe, that's got to be tough.
Well, you've done it.
Well, yeah, I did 3 weeks. I didn't have to
but
play football.
You weren't playing football either.
And all the distraction.
Yes.
But anyway, 2-2, they have the Browns.
The Browns, yes.
Okay, and then a week off, which I think they need.
I think that's what they planned on, coming back from 2 international games. You're off. We'll give you your week then.
Yeah, no kidding. Twins, they're going to have a new manager. Rocco's gone.
Mm-hmm.
That surprise you?
Yes. No, it doesn't surprise me. Not this year. Even though he had a lot of injuries, 70 and 92 Worst record under him in his 5-6 years as manager. Mm-hmm. So the worst record they've had in about 10 years.
Okay.
Granted, he had a lot of injuries, a lot of key injuries. Players didn't live up to potential as far as the older players.
And we dumped half the team.
And half the team went bye-bye in the middle of June. So he was managing a Triple-A team there for a while.
Exactly.
And Woods Richardson. He shuts out the Yankees, mm-hmm. and he threw one hitter mm-hmm. here in six
Phillies.
Innings against the Phillies. And they're a team that's won the division.
Well, I hope we keep him.
Oh, yeah. I think he's going to be amazing. Pablo will probably be gone. I think Pablo Lopez will be gone. But they'll probably keep Joe Ryan, mm-hmm. Bailey Ober. Mm-hmm. You keep Woods Richardson.
We've got somewhat of a core.
We do.
Pitching staff, which we need. But another veteran.
Yeah. And then find that closer. Get that guy that's going to be the closer.
And then we got to find out what Buxton is going to do.
He's sticking around.
Is he going to stick around?
I bet he'll stick around.
Okay.
Yeah. And lastly, any hockey fans out there, Kirill, are you a hockey fan, Casey?
Mm-hmm.
They have hockey in Tioga?
No, I'm just a fan.
Oh, okay.
Because the Wild just signed Kirill
Kaprizov
to an eight-year mm-hmm. contract, and he's their stud.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Wild with a big signing here to latch on to their best player for a while. Of course, Cheryl Reeve, the head coach of the Lynx.
Yeah, what a blow up. Have you ever blown up like that?
I have.
I know you have.
Yes, yes.
I know.
And boy, my parents were not happy.
So have I.
And they, sent me to my room. I was six.
they probably sent her to.
She went somewhere.
Her room too.
Yeah, but she definitely didn't.
And it didn't have. It didn't help the Lynx either. They had their stud on the bench too.
Yeah,
she was.
They
wasn't
did.
Playing.
But
so
anyway. There you go.
That's it. Okay. Kind of a look at some of the sports going on out there. This is Toast and Jam. It's a weekly podcast here from Valley City State University. Paul, how do we log on or lock in or whatever you want to do?
Well, we have toastandjam.com. That is our website that you can go to, and all of our past podcasts are there. We're on Spotify. We're on Apple Podcasts that you can get us, of course. VCSU is hosting us. We are really, the name of our show is Valley City State University Presents Toast and Jam. And we really appreciate Mark Potts letting us use here the broadcast studio here in the Road Center to do this. So we get video streamed. I think we're going to be going up on the bird here and going live here in not too short in the distant future. They're going to be seeing what we look like up close and personal.
Okay.
Yeah,
and I've got some other exciting news, but I can't pass it on right now.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, keep that under your hat.
Yeah. Thanks for the wrap, Paul.
You bet.
Now we get to our guest. It's Casey Odegaard, a sophomore, all the way from Tioga, North Dakota. What do they call the Tioga teams?
We are the Pirates up there.
The Pirates.
Like you haven't heard that before.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Trap shooting, one of the fastest growing sports on the planet, high school and college levels. Did you have that in high school?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yep, we had a team in high school.
How did you get started?
Just started loving to hunt when growing up and decided to do something to maybe help practice with that, and then started trap shooting. The Peaceful Valley Pheasants Forever chapter up in Tioga has a range that we were able to start at, and from there fell in love with it, and now I do it as a collegiate sport.
Okay, and you had a team in Tioga.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
That's great. How did you find out about Valley City State?
I wanted to go to college for fisheries and wildlife science, and that's what I'm here for. And
you like the wildlife. You're all about wildlife.
Yep, 100%. 100%. And so I did my research, and Valley City seemed to be one of the best places in the state to go for it, so I decided to come here.
Okay. And plus, the plus there was the trap shooting.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Great. Who's the coach?
That would be Nick Galt. He's the head of the science department here. He's our advisor / coach. And then we have other people involved too, but he's our main guy, and he's who you want to talk to if you wanna, or you're thinking about being on the team or anything like that.
You know some of the other team members then before you came here?
Before I came here, it wasn't even a sport.
Oh,
it got started.
What year are you?
I'm a sophomore.
Okay.
It got started right before my freshman year. So before I was already admitted here, and then after I was admitted, they announced that the team was going to be started, so then I got to work on joining that. So.
And you guys do practice. Where do you practice?
We practice at the OH range. That's just south of town. Let's see. probably the second left after you pass the Love's gas station.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
The Catherine Road?
Yep. Mm-hmm. On the Catherine Road. Yep.
Okay. And how many members? How many team
members have we? 12 members on the team, and then we open it up to more people in the spring when the club is active.
Okay, I don't know a lot about trap shooting. How many people compete then if you're going to do a tournament?
Depends on who's available. Like 2 weekends ago, we went to Bismarck, and we had a tournament there, and I think 7 of us were there. So we had a pretty decent day, but we didn't have all 12 there.
Okay. What kind of team do you have this year?
We're looking pretty good. In terms of our league scores that we shoot at the range here in Valley City every week, we've been scoring really good. When we went to the tournament, we all shot pretty well, but some of the other teams just shot better. That's just how it goes sometimes. We had Gretchen Deaver, who is a freshman on the team. She ended up sweeping all 3 events in the women's division and taking home her brand new belt buckle. So,
mm-hmm. Do you have one yet?
I do.
Okay.
I was able to win the men's division last year, so.
That's great. Who do you compete against? Who's in the league? Who's in your division then, or league?
So the way it works is our league is with colleges that are all across the Midwest, but our tournaments are against colleges across the state. So we'll, like in Bismarck, we shot against NDSU, Jamestown, Bismarck State, UMary, Dickinson, Minot, Williston State, and I think I'm missing one. Oh, us. But
yeah, you were missing one, yeah.
But yeah, that's all that was there. And then here in, I think, 2 weeks, we go over to Fargo. It's a little bit of a smaller tournament, but we'll compete against a lot of the same people.
Okay. And can you move on to a national tournament type thing?
We can, yep. Mm-hmm. It all just depends on like who's available, if anybody wants to go, and then we'd have to, you know, decide who all gets to go and stuff like that.
For the people out there that don't know much about trap shooting, you, of course, have to have scores.
Yep.
What's your top score?
So we shoot, every week we shoot 50 shots, okay, basically, and that's split up into 2 rounds of 25. So the highest score you can get in a round is a 25. Okay. That's kind of the goal for everyone here. And we have the people who average in the 21 to 23 range, which is really, really good.
Okay.
If you're averaging like that, you're going to be on a college team, no problem.
Have you had a perfect score?
I have. I've had a few of them.
Man, this guy's a sharpshooter.
He is.
let's talk about your major again here, mm-hmm, at VCSU. You know, the fish and wildlife. Mm-hmm. That was a dream ever since you were small, or did you just find it out as you were looking around and saying, hey, I want to go there because they have that?
Yep. Really, just growing up, learning to hunt and fish and falling in love with it and deciding that, you know, like I got told from when I was looking for jobs or looking for what I want to do after high school, I always got told to do what you love and you'll never have to work a day in your life. And I kind of took that to heart and decided to follow this path and do what I love every day so I never have to work in my life.
Hunting, fishing, loving every day.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Sounds like a country song.
I think it was. Who sang that song?
Yeah.
What makes, you know, you could have picked this major anywhere, mm-hmm, not everywhere, but a lot of other places. What makes Valley City State so special?
I think just the science department as a whole in terms of the major. We've got Dr. Bob Anderson and Dr. Casey Williams who really do a good job of giving hands-on learning to all their students. And then we've got other professors in other classes like Stacy Dreyer and Tristan Montgomery. They all do a really good job of giving us about as real of an experience as we'll have in our careers.
And I think the Envirothon is going on today, too.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And
what's that?
It's the VCSU Envirothon, mm-hmm, I think is what it's called, and I think they have that at the Fish Hatchery. Or I'm trying to think where they had it a couple years ago when I first covered it. And it's, in you know, learning about, there's stuff that they do, little, it's like a marathon or like a contest, but it's, they have things that they have to find, things they have to do, identify, but Tristan was kind of, Mrs. Montgomery was kind of leading the, mm-hmm, the charge there last year. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of fun. I mean, just, mm-hmm, being outdoors this time of year, mm-hmm, granted it's a little warmer for being in middle of early fall.
Yeah,
but
our morning lows are the average highs for this time of the year.
Right, exactly.
Which is kind of crazy.
It is. I know some students went out to Yellowstone here. Mm-hmm. Did you get a chance to go?
I did not get a chance to go to that, but
big Yellowstone, not yellow, not, oh, not the North Dakota one, the real one.
Yep.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think there was, I don't remember how many, 9 or 12 students that went out there. They had a really good time from the sounds of it.
So you have your deer tag?
Do not.
Okay. Do you hunt deer?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Yep, just didn't draw one.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. What's biggest deer you ever shot?
Probably in the 140s range.
Hmm. Okay.
Interesting.
Any elk or anything like that?
No, nothing big like that. Okay. Haven't gotten that lucky.
And fishing? What do you like to fish for?
I'm a big walleye guy.
Walleye guy, yeah.
Well, everybody is.
Sounds pretty basic.
Do you have any whoppers that you can tell us about, or a fish story that you can tell us about?
I like catching eaters. I think my biggest is about 24 inches.
Okay. That's still a
sizable eater.
Not bad. Yeah. Not bad.
That's a take.
On trap shooting, now, I know, like, at the high school level, you have the Clay Target League and you have trap shooting. Is there a difference?
Not really. Not really. In fact, in my account, I still have the option to rejoin my high school team. But it's all through the same USA Clay Target. They're all scored through the same system. And really, it's about as seamless as it can be from coming from a high school shooter to going to the collegiate level.
And they won't let you on a team unless you go through safety courses, correct?
Correct. Yep. You have to have your hunter safety, which is something that I did as soon as I could because, you know, wanted to hunt. Mm-hmm. So you got to go through that. And then other than that, there's really no other requirements for joining a team.
Okay.
Other than you have to, like, provide your own shotgun and stuff like that. But
kind of like golf and bowling. It's all on personal performance.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I know one last thing with this. I know at the high school level, one of the biggest things they do teach is safety.
Mm-hmm.
They want to make sure you know how to carry a gun, what you're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. And that's a big part of this sport because you are carrying a gun.
Exactly. And because of that, trap shooting is one of the safest sports out there. Mm-hmm. There's not really a risk of injury because of all the safety rules involved.
That leads me to this. Do you supply your own gun?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Well, of course, we have a young lady from Buffalo, North Dakota.
Down at
Katie Zahn.
TCU?
Down at TCU, who's a national champ and one of the best shooters in the country, shooting for TCU. And they're one of the best teams. I think they've been to the NCAA tournament 13 straight years.
Wow.
They won several national championships, and she's been an All-American 3 times.
Casey, I know you mentioned the attraction to Valley City State was a lot of the teachers, and they have some great staff here, teaching staff. But I know another plus for a lot of students is class size.
Mm-hmm.
Smaller.
100%. Yep.
Kind of like what you came out of in high school.
Exactly.
That make it easier?
It does. And I know it's a little bit of a switch for some of the people coming from towns like Fargo or Bismarck, but for me, like, my class size was 20 people. So it's really nothing new for me going to a class with, I don't know, 18 people, something like that. There's really never many more than that. So
yeah, if you had to encourage somebody, let's say back in Tioga, and say, "Hey, come on over to Valley City State," what would you tell them?
I would tell them it's one of the best schools that you can go to. It's affordable for one. That's a really, really big plus. And you know, the instructors care about you, and it's not just in the science department; it's everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, to them, you're not just a student; you're
right.
Almost as an equal.
And a lot of scholarships available out there, too.
Very much so.
That helps a lot.
Yeah.
Casey, boy, you did well. Thank you very much. He was a little worried about this, but hey, kid can talk.
When you talk about something you love, it's easy to do.
Exactly.
That's it. The old pirate not doing too bad.
Nope.
Casey, thank you.
Absolutely. Casey, thanks for having me.
You bet. Casey Odegaard, sophomore at Valley City State. This day in history, you want to hear some stuff?
What do you got for me today?
I've got, this is right up your sleeve. Check it out. Oh, those are tanks.
Yeah, a little white there.
Looking at his arm there, okay. 1927, on this day, 1927.
Babe Ruth did something.
Yeah, the big Bambino smacks number 60.
Okay.
Off Tom Zachary in the eighth inning of New York's 4-2 win over the Washington Senators at Yankee Stadium. Number 60.
Okay.
1934, in his final game, this also goes back to Babe, on this day, 1934, 7 years later, as a New York Yankee, Babe Ruth goes 0-3.
That's his last year as a
final
Yankee.
Final game as a Yankee.
Yeah.
0-3. 1956, White Sox pitcher Jim Darrington, 16 years old, becomes the youngest pitcher to start a major league game. Did you know that?
But he's not the youngest to pitch in a major league game.
And his pitchers start a major
league. He's the youngest to start.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Not. Yeah. But it said he was a pitcher.
Right, and there was someone younger than him that pitched in a game.
But,
Joe Nuxall pitched for the Cincinnati Reds at the age of 14.
You will find out that this guy is a plethora of information.
Useless information.
It's like a sports dictionary. On this day, 1962, the New York Mets. Hey, the Twins don't have to feel so bad. The New York Mets lost a record 120 games, their 120th against the Cubs, 5-1 defeat that includes a triple play by the Cubs.
That was their first year,
1962.
Yeah, first year is the Mets.
Yeah, 69 was the big year.
Yeah.
1972, Pittsburgh right fielder Roberto Clemente doubles off Mets' John Matlack to become the 11th player to record 3,000 hits as the Pirates beat New York, the Mets, 5-0.
And that was his last game.
Last game, yeah. Yeah. Not
he
to be
ended
anymore.
Right at the 3,000.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
On this day, 1989, Nolan Ryan's perfect game is broken in the eighth, but he gets his 300th strikeout.
Mm-hmm.
300 in a season.
Yeah.
It's a lot. A lot of whiffs.
A lot of whiffs.
Sports birthdays today. Not many. 1932, on this day, 1932, Johnny Podres, baseball pitcher, L.A. Dodgers, Brooklyn Dodgers.
Twins pitching coach.
Yeah.
For a couple of years, for
Johnny
a few
Podres,
years as
yeah.
well.
Martina Hingis is 45 tennis. Today. And we have other birthdays today. Angie Dickinson, the pride of Culm, North Dakota. Not Cullum. I heard that this morning, and I'm going, it's not Cullum. There's no two U's in Culm.
It's Culm.
Yes. The Gophers.
Yes.
I got to say hi to my uncle and aunt. Both graduated there. And, of course, my uncle played on that 1958 Class B championship basketball team.
Are they listening? Well, they will eventually.
I hope they do. Yeah, I'll tell them.
You'll tell them.
Buddy Rich.
Drummer.
One of the greatest drummers all around and band leader. Was born on this day, 1917, passed away in 1987. 1942, Dewey Martin, Canadian rock drummer, Buffalo Springfield, for what it's worth. Died in 2009. Born on this day, 1942. Another one, Frankie Lyman.
And the Teenagers.
Yes. That's more your style.
Yep.
Why Do Fools Fall in Love? You've been saying that forever.
I have pretty much been saying that most of my adult life. Yes, yes.
Hence, that's why he is single.
Okay, it's out there now.
It is out there. Yeah, we had a show on that one time, too. One of the BCSU students that was
Megan.
Single.
Megan.
Yeah, she's single. Are you listening, Casey?
He's like, wait a minute, back up, boys.
Whoa.
Back up.
Hey, born on this day, 1943, Marilyn McCoo.
Ah, yes.
Fifth Dimension.
From the Fifth Dimension.
Yeah, you don't have to be a star.
Her and Billy Davis Jr.
And born on this day, 1958, had him at the North Dakota Winter Show, believe it or not. Country guitarist, singer-songwriter, and mandolin player. A couple of songs, Tempted and The Whiskey Ain't Workin'.
Again, most of my adult life.
The whiskey ain't working. Marty Stewart.
Marty Stewart,
yeah. I had him at the North Dakota Winter Show. Opened 1 year for Blackhawk, I believe.
Okay, cool.
And that was a scramble because we were supposed to have another group. They canceled out.
And he's kind of a bluegrass type.
Yeah, bluegrass.
Bluegrass singer, yeah.
Yeah. How about our question or quiz?
What do the girls give us today?
The granddaughters from Minot came up with a goodie again.
Okay.
Here it is.
All right.
Casey, you can jump in anytime. Why did Cinderella get kicked out of a soccer game? Why did Cinderella get kicked out of a soccer game?
I'm going to say no shoes.
Well, that's probably something with the ball.
She ran away from the ball.
Oh, nice job.
Way to hit it.
It's that Tioga mentality going right there.
Way to go, Tioga, North Dakota, the pride. All right, and thanks to granddaughters Kate, Fran, Liz, Eve, and Faye. They all live under one roof.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, your son-in-law.
Jake.
He is just surrounded.
Oh, man. Give me a long time yet before they're all gone.
Could they all be starting lineup at the same time?
No.
In basketball, are they too far apart?
Yeah, there is a 10-year difference.
Okay, they wouldn't.
So right. It wouldn't work. But there's about three of them there that could.
That could do it. Keep an eye on that.
Say, speaking of sports again, too, on golf.
Yes.
I looked at some of those scores in the Class A state tournament.
Mm-hmm, for girls.
Girl from Cheyenne shot 4 under.
Yeah.
4 under. And they are 25 strokes ahead of the second place team.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
That's dominance right there.
That is.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. Well, and that is all for another round of Toast and Jam. I did get around. No, I got half a round in yesterday. I did 9.
Half a round.
I walked. I had a walk.
Okay.
And I did survive.
All right. Good.
How about some final thoughts?
Boy, I don't know. You do want to get out here again. Baseball tomorrow. Just a reminder for VCSU baseball, Charlie Brown, and watch the 2025 crew. When's your next event coming up here, Casey?
I believe, let me do some math here, I think it's October 11th on whatever Saturday is nearest to that.
Okay.
It's going to be in Fargo at the shooting park in Fargo.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a nice place,
that
too.
Yep.
Can people watch you?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
All right.
It's a fan-friendly sport to watch. And then again, so of course, football. They got Rocky Mountain College coming in here on Saturday afternoon for a noon kickoff.
They always have pretty good football out there, Rocky Mountain.
They do. They do. Our current high school coach, Chad Smith, for the Highliners, that's where he played. That's where he coached.
Well,
so
very good.
He's going to be split this week.
Highliners?
Highliners will be on the road at Ellendale Edgley Cullen.
Oh, yeah.
And volleyball again. They are at Lisbon tonight for volleyball.
Okay.
And
What about chances of seeing them in the state tournament? A lot of the same girls as basketball.
Yeah, pretty good chance. Of course, Katie Coca and Kinley Suffcool this past week signed their letters and will be playing volleyball here at VCSU.
Surprise, surprise.
And actually, Katie's also going to be doing track. She'll do dual sport. Very good track athlete. I think has been to the state tournament, state championships 4 out of the last 5 years, either in pole vault or on a relay or a sprinter.
Nice.
So Laquan's got himself an athlete coming in.
How's Tioga doing this year? Or do you combine with some schools to play football?
No, we're on our own.
Okay.
Our school is bumped up into the 11-man, same as Valley City, actually.
11A?
Yep. But it sounds like they've been struggling this year. I've been keeping up with my dad. He's the coach over there.
Oh,
so
he is?
He is, yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep. Very
so,
good.
They've been having a little bit of a rough year, but...
Did you do any other sports?
I did.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I did football, basketball, and baseball.
Oh, there you go. I like those all-around
well-rounded.
Guys.
Yeah. Well-rounded. Mm-hmm.
Still the best athletes, the all-around sports, because you're competing all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And trap, you can do that, that can be in season with something else as well.
Right.
100%.
So.
Okay. Was he your coach then in trap shooting too, or in high school?
My last year, he did it just because the team needed a little extra help. We had a lot of people on the team, so.
Okay.
Cool.
Well, Casey, thanks again for joining us today. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Good luck at VCSU.
Appreciate it.
Okay. Oh, boy.
That's it.
That's another one. Again, thanks to Austin back there. Austin Rogelstedt, our assistant executive producer.
Right? Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
We'll call it that?
We'll call it that.
I'm going to still say, you're the man today. And good luck to the Red Sox, of course, and the Yankees. I can't forget the Yankees.
They play each other, so.
Oh, that's right. You got a bet on the line.
A little
here.
Something going on here. Yeah,
you got some extra stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
You can taste the meal already.
Oh yeah. the steaks and some beers are good.
Oh, and the Twins, they can maybe go golfing.
Yeah, it's time to get the clubs out, guys.
Buxton Golf. You ever seen him golf?
I doubt it. He'd probably hurt himself if he did.
Yeah, that's true. Getting out of the golf cart. Oh, hey, that's going to do it for Toast and Jam. Thanks again. We'll do it again next week. Bye-bye for now.